Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. And we're waiting for Larry to come on board. I haven't seen him, so what I'm going to try and do here is give him a call because he may be being blocked. Censorship is a big deal now, so I'm going to try and call and see what we can do here. We'll see what happens. Okay, I think maybe we can get
it. Hello, Stuart.
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, I was in the queue, but you couldn't see me and you couldn't hear me, I guess, because I was hollering, but I could hear you talking.
No,
but
yeah, you didn't even show up here on the control board at all.
Wow, there we go again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's typical of everything they're doing. They're trying to stop these shows. Anyway, how are things on your mountaintop?
Awful windy. It's almost like we're having a magnetic storm again. Lots of wind and real bright sunlight, and you know how it goes. Things are strange.
Yeah. Well, the weather's strange the world over. Everything is strange in the world. And it's just going to get stranger, I guess. Only thing you can do about it is laugh at it, because otherwise you'd be crying in your soup all the time, I guess. Where do we want to start? Why don't we start with this headline that you forwarded up? Iran will quit nuclear deal, restart enrichment, and ramp up military tensions. So what we thought was a relatively quiet day, it doesn't appear to be so quiet with the rhetoric, at least. What do you think is going on here?
Well, that's very true, and they're in a dilemma. I was watching Lou Dobbs a while ago talking about it, and, of course, Iran now are wanting to quit the nuclear deal. See, the thing is, when Trump left the deal was still in effect between the EU and Iran. Now they want out of the deal and want to restart their nuclear enrichment and ramp up their military tensions in the Middle East. And this puts it back in the plate of the EU, which you know well as I do, will do absolutely nothing.
Well, of course, they didn't want to close it or get out of the deal because of their trade with Iran. Evidently, there's millions of dollars of trade. And Boeing had a huge contract with Iran for their airliners up through 2025. So I don't know if Trump was going to give them an exemption or what. But this, okay, let me read part of this. Tehran will challenge the U.S. restarting the nuclear fuel enrichment and ramp up its military confrontation with Israel. The Iranian leadership reached these decisions on the 10th after Israeli warplanes smashed its military assets in the Damascus area that morning. Depcafile exclusive intelligence sources report these steps follow the strategic plans Tehran had drawn up for the eventuality of the U.S. quitting the 2015 nuclear pact. They already knew that the deal was so bad that Obama, and of course Obama's a Muslim, he's Islamic. He even came out and said he was, and that he was going to side with the Islamics if push came to shove. And it was obvious he hated Christians. I mean, you know, the ramp up of anti-Christian sentiment under Obama really started to take hold in America, and it's just growing by leaps and bounds now from the left and whatnot. But that's exactly what Bible prophecy said was going to happen. So I guess it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone that follows it. But what do you think? I mean, this is a almost a declaration of war on the part of Iran against Israel. If it's going to ramp up its military confrontations with Israel.
Well, Israel took it as an act of war when Iran fired missiles out of Syria onto Iran. I mean, you know, Israel. That's the dilemma of this thing. I know a lot of people are talking as if there's no shooting hardly going on, but this Israeli-Iranian confrontation is really a big deal. And, you know, most of the mainstream media around America, we can't get past Stormy Daniels, much less go to the Middle East with news.
Yeah. Here's and part of this article. Tehran does not believe that Israel's massive assault on Iranian bases, missile stores, logistics centers, and other military sites in Damascus, and Point South on Thursday night, described as its largest air operation since the Yom Kippur War. They think it was planned for in advance, they're claiming, by the Trump administration and Netanyahu government as Act One of a major joint campaign. Now, there is some truth in what they're saying. Because this certainly did look like it was, well planned out in advance. And you got to ask the question, why did Trump do what he did before the 12th?
Well, you know, it was no secret.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say it certainly was no secret for those that have listened to you and I over the last month or two that, you know, Trump and Salman and Netanyahu were planning on going after Iran. I mean, they've been pivoting towards Iran since the pivot point was reached, you know, with that star sign, actually. This has been moving in that direction, and so that is partially true. A lot of this was pre-planned. It's just like, you know, Trump says that he wants to remove all his assets out of Syria, but yet in at Manbij, we still have over 2,000 troops and military assets and a military base there. You could say, you know, and we do know Salman was forming the Arab coalition to actually attack Iran. This is not a secret, you know, even though in America, of course, in America, Stuart, we don't hear these things, do we?
No. No. We are the most censored nation on earth. I really believe that. The American people have been dumbed down to the point, well, most of them aren't interested anyway. Like if you take, I think O'Reilly on Fox News was one of the biggest of the talk show guys, and he would sometimes come up to like 3.5 million listeners. Well, that's hardly a drop in the bucket compared to the 300 and some odd million people that live in America. The people are not paying attention. They don't care about it. And, of course, because they don't and they refuse anyway, even those who are interested mainly, refuse the identity of America. And so if you don't understand who the players are, how can you figure out what's happening? And, of course, you can't. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think Trump, Netanyahu, and maybe even Putin were involved in some way or another. Folks, you need to go back to Psalm 2. Always go back to Psalm 2. Nobody's exempt. It doesn't say that Donald Trump is exempt from this plan, or Netanyahu, or Putin. They may be wild cards, and they may not play according to the deck that the Illuminati has laid out, but nobody is exempt in any of this. And here's another interesting statement from this article. It says, Tehran discounts the European ability to preserve the nuclear pact without the United States. So that's another reason why they're opting out. Totally. They're just going to drop it. What do you think?
Yeah, it seems like that's the direction this may be going. And, of course, all of this really appears to be leading up to a military confrontation with Iran. And, you know, as Augusto has said a number of times, he's concerned about that confrontation because will that draw in all the, you know, the big ones like the U.S. and China and Russia and Turkey and some of these others?
I would think it will. I don't see how there's any way around it. Because of treaties and agreements that they've made, and because we know the Illuminati, or I call it the Illuminati, you can call it whatever you want, mystery, whatever. But the powers that be, the elite powers that be, the top dogs of this, overseen by Satan himself, they've got all this planned. And they need this war. And especially Iran needs this war because of their Iman. They need this big conflict, I think, to have their so-called Messiah, you know, come out of his well and take over. So anyway,
yeah,
what do you think?
That's very true. You know, their apocalyptic attitude towards the 12th Iman, as they call him. And, of course, Tom Horn backs that theory up and says they really do believe that they have to start this war because that's the only way that they can receive their 12th Iman, as they call him.
Yeah, and that's a big incentive because they are spiritual people. And this is all Antichrist spirit from beginning to end. But, you know, the demons stir humanity up. People don't realize how much hatred Satan actually has for the human race. And although he'd sure love to have the human race bow down and kiss his boots, in the end, his goal is to exterminate the human race. So, yeah, it's getting very interesting. Here's another headline. Damascus foresees next Iranian-Israeli clash in the south. Syrian military sources said Friday the next clash of arms between Israel and Iranian forces should be expected in the south when Syrian and allied forces launch their offensive to capture Tal Ahara west of the southern town of Daraa. So they themselves are admitting that this is a war between Israel and Iran. And Syria is kind of in the middle of it. Have you heard any more about their plans on dethroning Assad from Israel at all? I know they said they'd like to.
Yeah, the latest report I'd received on that is Yahoo News actually today came out with a headline and says Israel warns that it will kill Assad if he keeps Iranian forces and weapons inside Syria. Now, at the same time, you know, there's been a report, numerous reports, actually, that this Iranian general from the Revolutionary Guard Corps in Iran named Qasem Soleimani really has been running the show on the attacks on Israel, and they are working through Lebanon and Syria and Hamas, actually. They had a big deal there today, and going into, I believe, to Ramadan. We're coming up on Ramadan, too, which is a violent time, you know.
Yes,
for them. And, by the way, I've got a new Torah code on Soleimani if you want me to give it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now would be a good time. I got
okay.
An article right here that talks about him.
Okay. Let me give this code, then I'll get you to tell us about the article. This is a Soleimani update. Now, remember, for those that have followed, you know, our radio shows, that Stan Deo was the original one that focused on Soleimani and told people to keep an eye on this guy. And the title of this is a Soleimani update. It says the 2018 code study on the Iranian general Soleimani still under construction. Now, there's 13 words or phrases, and I'll go ahead and go through them. Number one, Soleimani. Number two, Daesh, which is ISIS or ISIL. Number three, Assad. Number four, Putin. Number five, Israel. Number six is a phrase, on one way, talking about your enemies. Number seven, they will come out against you. Eight, and in seven ways. Nine, they will flee before you. Number 10, general. Number 11, fought with Amalek. And number 12, in the end of days. And the 13 involves Chinese. So somehow it appears Soleimani, being in Syria, in Assad's territory, and with Putin, is somehow going to draw in the Chinese, and all of this is going to begin to happen. And remember, the phrase fought with Amalek, was against God's people. And I think that's where we're going again. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question whatsoever that there is a coalition of the Chinese, the Russians, Turkey, Iran, and I'm not sure where Iraq is going to fit in this, but that Iraq originally was part of Persia. And the biblical Persia does come against Israel at the time of the end. And I don't think there's any question we're at the time of the end, as actually whether we have entered Daniel's 70th week or not, I guess anybody could debate that. But it certainly looks like, from what little prophecies people have had, that this is it. Here's that article on Soleimani. It's not, it just says, I would advise, this is Lieberman now, I would advise Assad to get rid of the Iranians, Al-Qaeda, and Soleimani. He's naming him. They will only bring you problems and grief. So what they're telling Assad basically is, either you're going to get rid of them or we will assassinate you, from those two articles that you read about. Am I reading that right?
Well, I think that you are. I think that you are. And we have known, you and I have been talking about, I know some, there's some people say, well, you talk about war all the time, but we never see it. You know, you remember some of those, emails and stuff that. Yeah, but, where are they today? I mean, we're in a war. And Israel has been preparing for this for some time, and they are well-armed for this conflict. And from what I can tell, this conflict, unless it slows down or it goes into a pause, they're planning on an invasion. From the intel that I've gathered, they're going. Israel may invade Lebanon and Syria, and may go to war with Iran.
Yeah. Well, and with the UK and American ships and the carrier Truman over there with its attack forces, obviously they must think they're either going to provoke a war or provoke Iran to go to war, so they have an excuse, which, according to the way the CIA and whatnot usually works, and according to what the Bible has to say about how Babylon, America, and basically the elite work, that's exactly what they're doing. They're provoking on both sides. They're provoking Israel, and they're provoking Iran at the same time. And so, we haven't heard a lot about Turkey. And I noticed you sent me an article that Russia is not Gog and Magog. You read that, right, that article?
Well, that was actually a video. That was
a
video.
Yeah. Well, I watched part of that, but he leaves out some things that would prove it wrong.
Yeah.
What he's done is he's taking these four major powers that circle Israel, and he's adding up the population, and he's coming up with a 200 million man army or whatever it is. The only number one, the problem with that, Larry, is that whole nations, including all of their populations, do not invade. It's the military that does the invading. And here is what it says in the book of Revelation. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. It's the kings of the east, China. China is the only nation now that could literally field a 200 million man army. And that does not include their total population by any means. So we are right at that point. And Turkey, of course, could in fact dry up the Euphrates and to make way for the kings. It doesn't really say how it happens. Now, I have heard, I don't know if you've heard it or not, but I had read some time ago that the Euphrates was literally kind of drying up.
Yeah,
the Mississippi.
That's true. That is true.
So maybe it's nature, or maybe it's some other players in this equation that dry up. I did want to mention that Gog and Magog is not Russia, but Turkey. That's what he's claiming. But there are some issues with that. And part of it is absolutely true that he's got the cities that are in Turkey, how Turkey is where all the seven churches were, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But to the far north, I mean, you could argue that, I suppose, whether it's true north, whether it's magnetic north, you know, you're getting down to breaking, you know, whatever. Breaking news, Iran vows revenge attacks against Israel. Tehran launches missile attacks on Israel overnight. Israel hits, now we got it, at 50 Iranian targets in Syria. What do you think? Did they actually hit that many?
Well, they say that it was a massive attack, and as you read earlier on one article, it was the biggest attack since the Yom Kippur War. So it was massive across Israel, and some of the IDF are saying that they literally almost destroyed all of the Iranians' infrastructure inside Syria with those attacks.
Wow. In the meantime, we're getting a lot of prophecies against the United States. I don't know if you saw this one. America, when your leader does something against Israel, Jerusalem, I will allow something to happen to your land. I got a feeling that's that division, don't you think? The splitting of that they're going to go to a two-state deal and divide up Jerusalem.
Well, we'll probably know soon where some of that's going after this embassy dedication that's coming up. There are some reports or rumors, if you will, that this Trump plan somehow has a division in Jerusalem, giving the Palestinians a certain area of neighborhood. So I don't know how that's going to fall.
Yeah, I think that was part of Kushner's plan. Have you heard any more about the Salman plan, the Prince of Saudi Arabia? I know he was gathering together a whole kind of an Arab league.
Yeah, the latest I heard is he was having trouble getting El-Sisi to bring his Egyptian troops into play, but El-Sisi apparently now has agreed to allow Egyptian troops in the Arab coalition. So he's putting that Arab coalition together more and more day by day, and every single day they're firing Iranian missiles out of Yemen at Riyadh, so that can't continue forever.
No, sooner or later, the king will tell them, let's unleash here, and then the dogs of war will really be going. So I think what we're watching is probably the preliminaries forcing Daniel chapter 8 and Isaiah chapter 17. And that, I think, part of Isaiah 17 has been construed in several ways, but I have always looked at it that the strange plants are the arrival, the aliens that Stan worked on, Stan Deo, when he did that reinterpretation and going back into the ancient languages about the arrival.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, didn't he say that they were already there, that they had their own Area 51 in Saudi Arabia?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, he said they are already there underground in Saudi Arabia, and you get shot down if you even come around that base. That base is totally off limits.
Interesting. Considering Saudi Arabia and Antarctica and the strange goings-on of what they found, Gabriel's gate or something like that they found there in Saudi Arabia, they dug up, and now it's down in Antarctica. There's something really strange going on down there. But anyway, I wanted to finish up a little bit on this prophecy because it's against America. America, you have overtaken by Babylon many years ago. That's not a very pleasant remark. Though you do not perceive it, you are blind and deaf spiritually because of your refusal to repent before me. There you go again. That dirty word that Christians just
that
can't
word
stand
repentance.
To hear.
Yeah.
You have forgotten me. The righteousness of your forefathers has run out of its effect because of the abundance of your wickedness and sin that has overrun this nation that once followed me. And that's true. America was ruled twice by the Supreme Court in the 1800s as a Christian nation. Anyway, you have made your choice of whom you will serve, and that is self, and your God is Satan. For you say, do as thou wilt, not as I taught you to do. Pray to the Father, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. America, your last election, you thought that you had been given a choice between good and evil because you don't know me. I am the truth. What you see as good is only a charade. The result has been predetermined, and the one who holds America's supposed highest office was exactly who those behind the scenes wanted. He was put there to execute their plan, and that is to start war and bring about a catastrophic collapse of the greatest economy the world has ever seen. Wow. What do you think of that one?
Well, I just say time will have to tell because, you know, if you will, if he really is Cyrus, as many have said, including the Torah codes, you know, and a matter of fact, the latest one by Glazerson indicates that, then if you'll remember, Cyrus, the Persian king, when he began to rule in Babylon, can you answer the question, what occurred with Babylon after his rule was over?
Yeah, judgment. Yeah. So this is going to be interesting. Because there was some Secret Service agents that said that Trump had been selected in 2013, I think they said, to run. It's all part of an overall Psalm 2 plan, and Trump may not even know it. And he is actually doing the work of Cyrus. I don't think there's any question about it. And he's going to continue to do that until, I believe, his job is done. What's your last word? We got a few seconds left.
Well, I just also cautiously watch us go into this negotiation with North Korea. There is something really suspicious about this one.
Yeah. I don't, well, Kimmy, the whiz kid, is not stupid. He's playing the West like he always does. And exactly what he wants, who knows what he's going to get out of this. And who knows what Trump has promised in the back channels that we don't know anything about. So we just have to wait and see. Anyway, thanks for coming on, Larry. Hopefully we can do a little more next week. And anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you again next week, the Lord willing. And Good night, everyone. Take care. Heads up.